Hello and welcome to Habemus Papam, episode 5, St. Evaristus.
Dear brothers and sisters, annuncio vobis.
Annuncio vobis.
Annuncio vobis gaudium magnum.
Gaudium magnum.
Gaudium magnum.
Habemus Papam.
So how's it going, everyone? The next few episodes, we're going to be talking about popes that we really don't know that much about. Most of the early lists of the popes don't say much about them other than their name, and the later works, like the Liber Pontificalis, you know, says some things, but as I mentioned earlier, you just can't trust the Liber Pontificalis on some of these early popes. It was written so much later, and it had so much legendary stuff. So we're going to have a couple of just really short episodes until we get to Pope Hyginius in episode 9, and then we'll be able to say just a little bit more. So what do we know about St. Evaristus? He's listed as having been the Bishop of Rome from around 97 to 99 AD to around 105 to 107 AD. According to the Liber Pontificalis, again, we're not sure if we can trust it. He was originally of Jewish descent from Bethlehem, and that's about all we know. We know that during his pontificate, it's believed that the last of the apostles, St. John, died in Ephesus, which kind of marks an end to the apostolic era. There are no more apostles, it's all their successors. And in 107 or 105 AD, St. Evaristus himself died, and he was succeeded by the sixth pope, St. Alexander I. And we'll have more to say about St. Alexander next episode, but really not that much more. So we'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening to Habemus Papam. You can check out the rest of the Catholic Bites podcast at catholicbitespodcast.com, or you can find us on iTunes. Go ahead, subscribe, leave us a review, and we'll catch you next time. Thank you, and God bless.